Wildfires are raging across many western states, causing death, evacuations, and massive efforts to contain the blazes. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, more than a dozen fires are burning in Alaska, but the situation here isn't nearly as dire.
For much of the summer, you've probably heard a lot of news about the record-setting fire season scorching sections of the lower 48.
On the West Coast, firefighters are continuing to battle more than a dozen fires in California.
Other states with several fires include Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Washington State, and
California. California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says the Mendocino Complex fire could take until September to get contained.
And within that coverage, you've maybe also heard an alarming figure about what's happening in Alaska.
The National Interagency Fire Center says there are at least 106 large wildfires actively burning in the U.S. Alaska has the most with 17.
While that's technically true, Chris Mache, the director of the state's Division of Forestry, says there's a caveat.
I think the key thing to look at is that none of those fires are staffed.
Mache says most of the fires burning in Alaska are far out in wilderness and not a threat to communities or property. There's no need to send out fire crews to try containing them. The majority of the fires were started by lightning, and in cases like these, officials keep track of them, but otherwise let nature run its course.
We have a lot less population, so we can let a lot of fires play the natural role that they do.
Overall, Mache says the state has seen about half the number of wildfires it gets in an average season, with significantly less acreage burned.
It's actually one of our lowest years in the past 10 years.
It's the third year in a row with a low fire season, and Mache says that according to the law of averages, that could portend a summer more like what's happening in California and other parts of the West in the near future. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.